Eric Weber is the public information officer for the Lansing Fire Department. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. For me, I don't need you here because I've got a thing about fireworks, like watching them, never want to be around them. Even when my kids hold sparklers, that's it as far as what I let them do. And I wouldn't do that if my wife didn't press me a little bit. But I don't know, for whatever reason, I never wanted to challenge my, I don't know, fireworks display techniques. Let's talk a little bit about fireworks safety. From what you know, are the accidents dealing with fireworks still prevalent?
They are. They very much are. You make reference to sparklers and children. What we recommend is being adult supervision and keeping water nearby. But sparklers burn at 2,000 degrees. Hand injuries do come even in children with sparklers. They think they sometimes are impervious to pain, and they hold on to it a little too long, and they can get their fingers and hands can cause burns, and even their clothes.
Really?
Yeah.
Those sparklers, and it says they're safe and all that stuff, and that's not true.
That's why we leave that to professionals.
Great. Now I'm cutting those out, too. Let's talk about fireworks safety. I always like watching those professional fireworks shows, but more and more people are lighting those off. I've been hearing them for the last 3-4 days around where I live out in Williamston. What's legal and what isn't legal?
Currently in Lansing and Michigan, I believe anything that leaves the ground or makes a loud bang is still currently illegal in Michigan.
And there are a lot of people who are getting hurt trying to mess with these, aren't there?
There is. In 2009, there were 30 civilian injuries. I'm sorry, $38 million direct $1 million properties of damage, but there was over 18,000 reported fires from injuries from fireworks in 2009. Injuries do come around 4th of July.
So what do you recommend for folks who are wanting to light off some fireworks on their own?
Go to professional displays.
Really?
Absolutely.
Don't do that.
Go to professional displays.
And they're everywhere you go. They're in stores. I've seen them in the major stores. You see them on those side roads being sold. And so you're recommending just stay away from them.
Absolutely. Go to the professional displays. They're all over Michigan, all over the Lansing area. Just leave it to the professional. Tony, the prominent age group for firework injuries is ages 10 to 14. They have twice the risk of the general population. I think children get inquisitive and think it's okay to light fireworks. And that's, again, adult supervision is number one. Number two would be go to the professional displays.
You know, I have a 10-year-old, as a matter of fact, and he's very curious, and I can just see him sticking his head over something like that, and I don't even want to think about it. Now, when we see the professional fireworks displays, are fire departments on hand just
Absolutely.
In case anything happens? So you folks will be around the city of Lansing and also the Lansing Lugnuts?
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely. Tony, we provide at least a minimum of an engine company standing by for even the professionals. They have a protocol that they must follow in setting up those tubes for fireworks. We stand by with an engine company, a water source readily available to take care of any fires or mainly any injuries to even the professionals and the general public.
And how are you trained in dealing with fireworks? I would imagine there's some learning that needs to go on.
It's not a whole lot different than our standard fire training. Life safety is number one. Obviously, we have a game plan set up in case if a professional goes down. We'll have to make a split-second decision whether we go in to grab and drag that person out, or if there's a risk of those going off. If, they say, a tube falls over and there's live fireworks being, we have to make that decision. We put the best interest in the most amount of people. For instance, Lafkey Fireworks and Lugnuts. Down at Lugnut Stadium, we stand by every time, and we have a game plan and a protocol that we follow to take care of that to the professionals and the public.
So are the guys in gear with the hoses ready?
Our personnel are in full turnout gear with our helmets on, and we're standing by the engine company, also extinguishers, portable extinguishers.
All right, no matter how I ask you, you're still going to tell me, Tony, let the professionals
deal
with
it. Leave it to the professionals, absolutely.
But before I let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you many of your fellow firefighters are going to be let go today. Same thing is going to happen with some fire or police officers due to budget cuts and restraints. I don't want you to get into the political end of it, but these are friends of yours. These are people you've worked with for a long time. It must be somewhat heart-wrenching.
Very much so. I just come off shift this morning, Tony, and yesterday morning at shift change, I had four people at the kitchen table sharing coffee with that are affected by this layoff. I worked yesterday with two personnel personally that are affected by that officially this morning. It's tough. They're a part of our family. They're going to go away for a little bit. We'll stay in touch with them. We hope that they come back to work as quick as possible, but it is tough. These are families with children, families that are getting married, families with mortgages. They walked in taking an oath to protect this public, and that's been taken from them due to financial crunches, and it's tough. You walk in, it's a life, job of a lifetime.
As you were sitting down, what were some of the things you were hearing from these folks?
They're staying upbeat, believe it or not. We're keep making them connected, telling them that they're welcome to still come in the firehouse to stay in touch. If you need anything, give us a call. Some are putting up game plans to look at either career changes and or traveling to other areas to try to fulfill that need of being a firefighter and paramedic.
What does this do for morale for the department?
It's been somber the last few days, absolutely. It's been tough, like I said, sharing those meals. We live together for 24 hours at a time, and we break bread at the table just like any other family. So, like I said, it's a part of your family that's going away for a little bit, you know, being stripped from us.
Any word, any information floating around whether they may be brought back or some of them may be brought back?
Through our contract, have a recall list that is established by seniority, and our hope is that through attrition and as the money comes in, that we can bring those guys back. And again, that depends on those financial issues as well as contract issues.
Now, I know that there is a plan in place, but will there be a little bit longer response times because you don't have as many officers?
Firefighters on the ground, this does directly affect our job. We have changed we'll be changing our protocols and our standard response guidelines. It has may delay us a little bit into certain areas, but it'll affect our services, but we will still, you call 911, we will still come to your emergency.
All right, Eric, thanks so much for coming in. And as we leave this interview, we want to remind people who are dealing with fireworks, let the pros handle it. And if you are using fireworks, adults need to be present.
Absolutely.
All right. Eric Weber from the Lansing Police Department, or Fire Department, here with Fireworks Safety.